Alright, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, from the top of the page, when we spend most of the morning on one Mishnah. Okay, it says the Mishnah. Konam Peiros Ha'ilu Alai. Okay, the formulation sounds familiar. So a person says they take a neder not to be able to get benefit from Peiros Ha'ilu. We talked about this a little bit on Daf Mem Zayin, the difference between Peiros in general and Peiros Ha'elu, these specific ones. So Konam Peiros Ha'elu Alai, I'm taking a neder not to make use of these Peiros. Konam Hein Al Pi, I say they're Konam on my mouth. Konam Hein Lifi, they're Konam to my mouth. Aser Bichilufeyen Ubegidu Lehen. So I'm forbidden at that point to not only use those Peiros, also forbidden to use anything that they were swapped for, right? If they're switched for something else, or if there's anything that grows from them, that they're planted and something grows from them, so I'm forbidden to get any benefit from any of those things. Take a look at the Ran. Why is that? Mishum, the top of the page, Mishum on the left side, Mishum the Kevan Ship Pirate Hadvarim Hane Asarim Alav. Since he specified the specific items that are forbidden to him, shavinu alei kehekdish, right? Those items become now, the specific items become like hekdish. Umishum hakad, that's the language of konam, right? Konam is always to make something like it's also like for use in the Beis HaMikdash. Umishum haki mitzer bichilufeinu bigdulein, and that's why it's forbidden not just to use the item, but to use anything that is swapped for, anything that it grows from it. Kehiche dechalufei hekdish vigidulav asire, just like any items that you swapped with something that's hektish, or anything that grows from something that's hektish, the item itself became forbidden. And I'm also to eat bread in general, right? But the item specifically, this specific slice, right, or this specific carrot, or whatever the example is going to be, is forbidden. Fine. The lo dami le noder stam min hataenim o min ha'anavim, right? It's not like a person just takes a nether from dates or from grapes. From figs or from grapes. Shekevin shelo pirate v'asar alav kol hamin lo asam alav hektish. Right, because if that's true, that you made the whole species forbidden to you, you didn't make the specific item hektish. Shelo neskavin ela ma'achilas osamin. I just said I'm not going to eat a grape. Right, I didn't say that grape is asar. Right, umishemachi lo mitzar bichilufen bigilin. That's why in those cases you're not asar. This is the first time we've seen in a long time this concept of being asar to eat even the item that is switched for it or it's something that grows from it. Right? And that's when it's specific in that case, because you said the language of peiros ha'elu. Fine.
So how would that impact his meiser or bikurim or anything that he might have to bring? Right? If his obligation, if you own a field and you say my I don't have anything to do with these whatever I grow, uh-huh. However he formulates it, so stuff. You still have to
get
that.
Chimis and maestros.
Yes, how do you...
How can he do that?
Does he get benefit... Can he fulfill his obligation through those things, or does he have to have...
The chora we would say in such a situation, mitzvos lav lehendos nitnu, right? Doing a mitzvah with an item doesn't make me get benefit from it, per se, right? So you could still... presumably, you could still do the mitzvah with those items. You just can't eat them or sell them or whatever. To give them to the Kohen, et cetera, may argue. Again, we would say all of you get benefit from the fact that he enjoys that you gave it to him. But
if you have a field, if you grow multiple things, so maybe you have to give your meiser from other.
Because if you ask it only ha'elu.
Right. If you said, I'm not my corn, but my barley, I didn't.
Maybe. But you could also make this argument of mitzvah slav lehenosin new, and that's why even if you made it, took a neder, you wouldn't be forbidden from doing a mitzvah with them, per se. You could make that argument also.
There's a whole thing here. It seems like they're pointing out there's an inconsistency in the Ran, whether or not it's usher. We've been assuming that it's hanav for all kinds of benefit, but as opposed to maybe it's just usher.
It's achila.
For achila. And then so it's quoting the Ran in a different place where he seems to be saying, here it seems to be, because he said these fruit, it's hanav, all kinds of benefit. Mm-hmm. And then the other place, he seems to be saying it's only an achila.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get that far to see that.
No, it's a long run here, yeah. The Ran himself has a long, long conversation about this question of chilufei and megidu lehen, like why specifically here, and because of the language of elu specific, et cetera. But he goes more into the weeds here a little bit on this. But that's what I would say probably in terms of the mitzvah piece. presumably. Okay, so let's keep going. So the language now, the continued language of the Mishnah, where it says Sha'ani, so the Baruch changes that to She'eni, and it says that in every case now we're going to use this, where it says Sha'ani, it really means She'eni, that I'm not going to. Right? It's supposed to say I will. Sha'ani ochel is that I will eat. She'eni ochel is I won't eat. Right? So let's see as we move along. Okay, so continues the Mishnah. She'eni ochel v'she'eni toim. But if I just say, right, I didn't say, we said konam peres ha'elu alai, or konam hein alpi, konam hein lefi, right, that's what we said. So then asr b'chilufeim gidulein. But she'eni ochel v'she'eni toim mutar b'chilufeim b'gidulein. Okay, so if I just said that I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to taste, so then I am permitted for the chilufein and gidulein. Why is that? Why does that make a difference? Take a look at the Ran. She'eni ochel v'she'eni she'eni toim mutar b'chilufeim gidulein. Dinihi de'she'eni ochel she'eni toim mafish isura. Even though the language of she'eni ochel she'eni toim does make it forbidden to him. Why? Why am I not forbidden by the things that are swapped out or things that grow from it? Right. So the language of konam peros alai is the language of they are forbidden to me like hektish, right? Which implies, and maybe this is getting a little bit to the question of eating versus right versus hana. The konam is it's forbidden to me like hektish. Hektish, you can't get any benefit from at all. Right, so I can't sell hektish. I can't, right? You make money from it, etc. So when you're saying the language is specific, she'eni ochel, she'eni toim. So that's not a language of hektish. That's more of a language of I'm not allowed to eat it. Fine, that's fine, and that makes it forbidden to eat. But that now pulls back this. It only goes to that extent. And now if you swap it for something else, well, now I'm not eating that item. Right, I'm going to get benefit or eat it. So you never said I couldn't get benefit from it. So I can get benefit. I'll swap it and I'll eat the other thing or sell it, etc. Certainly if you plant it, it's going to grow. Again, that's not what I said. I said any ochel v'ani toim, and that's not happening in this case. Okay, and it continues the Mishnah bedaber shezaro kale. All of this conversation, right, is only a situation where the item that you would plant would be fully,
decomposed.
Thank you. Fully, be destroyed in the process of when you plant it. Aval b'davar she'ein zara kale afilu gidule gidulin asurin. This conversation about, whether something is forbidden b'chilufeim gidulein, right? So that's a conversation about an item that begets destroyed, right? It goes away, right? But if it doesn't go away, so then already we are, then we're talking chilufeihen, etc. It continues forever, right? Gidulin are going to be forbidden. Take a look at the Ran. B'davar shezaro kale, aval davar she'ein zaro kale, afilu gidule gidulin asurin. So he says the Ran, akula masnisinkai. This is only going on the whole Mishnah. Okay, this is what he means to say. My damrinan beresha asra begidulein. When it says in the first part of that Mishnah, right, the person says konam peros ha'idu alai, and he says you're forbidden to even eat its, or get benefit from the item that grows from it. Demashma dafka begidulein mitzer, which implies that only the gidulin themselves are forbidden. Ava begidule gidulin. So again, let's just say I'm not going to give a good example of agriculture because I don't know, but let's just say you like watermelons, and you eat the watermelon, and you've made the watermelon forbidden to you, right? And let's assume that it's true. I don't know if it is. That you take the seeds from that watermelon. There's no seeds anymore, watermelons. But let's say it's watermelon seeds, and you plant it in the ground, and that now creates more watermelons, right? So, gidulehen, right, would imply that the first batch of watermelons that come from those seeds, from the watermelon that you acid yourself, would be gidulehen, and that would be forbidden to me, right? But what if, like, the next watermelon, you would plant those seeds, and then it would grow another? So that already is l'chora too far, right? That would have been my assumption until now, right? Gidule sharin, right? The next step, the next watermelon, that already is too much, right? So that understanding is correct, but honey mili bedaber shezara kaleb. That's only true if the seed of the watermelon that I plant it totally, decomposes in the ground, and now, out comes a new watermelon. So that's fine. And that would be true. It's true that I'm forbidden to the first thing that's grown, because that's literally the benefit from the original item that I forbade for, said peiros ha'ilu, and forbade it to myself. Right? Even there's nothing left of the initial watermelon, right, that I forbade to myself, right? Bigidulan deha zara kale, afiluhachi lo gri gidulan michalipin. Right, but that may be true, but it's no different than an item that I swapped for. Right, so it's gone now. Fine, it's gone. But there's something else that came in its place. So just like if I would sell the watermelon for a kiwi, I'd be also to eat the kiwi. So same thing, if I plant the watermelon and it grows another watermelon, so I'd be forbidden to the new watermelon. Fine. Okay. The chalipin nami afagav the leisbu midi mimai the aser aleiping. It's a chalipin also. And I swapped for it. There's nothing left. I have the kiwi that I swapped. There's nothing else left there, right? Mimai the aser alei. Afilu achi asire. Fine. So I understand that. But miu bigidula gidulin shari. But now the next level, that's already too much, right? The cave in the gidulin bidavar shazaro kale chalipin damus. Because since the thing is gone, it's like a swap. We said already that chalipin is mutar. If I sell the watermelon for a kiwi and then the kiwi for an apple, so the apple is mutar at that point. It's too many times swapped. So as we said before, that if you sell the item and then merkadesh and then make the money hekdesh, it becomes hekdesh. So I would I assumed all the way through that gidula gidulin is all gonna be fine. Right, so when we're talking about something that decomposes, there's nothing to talk about. Once the first swap takes place, either an actual swap or a planting and a new thing coming up, so then I'd be done. V'chein nami seifa d'sha'ani she'eini ochel she'eini toim. Same thing. That if I say I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to taste, I'm permitted to have the chilupin and gidulayin. Dafka bedavish zara kale. That's only specifically the item that gets just decomposed. Aval. Davisha ains. That's all introduction, right? To why we were doing what we were doing. Okay. Aval. Davisha ains zara kale. But if the item does not decompose, bain beresha, bain besefa, in either case, okay, ponon peres elo lai. Oh, she'eni ochel v'she'eni toim. Afilu gidule gidulin asurin. Okay, if the item doesn't decompose, then even that which grows from that which grew, a double, the two steps, is asur. Why? Yishum the kaven the ein zaro kale, since it doesn't decompose, harebi gidule gidulin halalu me'urav behen min ha'isr harishon. I'm always going to have left something from that original isr. V'nidarim havel hu davar sheyesh lo matirin. And a neder is a davar sheyesh matirin. I can always be matir neder if I want to be, right? Kidamrin and begemar. V'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elaf lo batal. I think this is the first time we've seen the Ran say this. It could be said a different time, we didn't read it. I'm just saying, I'm going to pretend that I know every single Ran, all of the second nidar. We didn't read every single Ran, I should be honest, right? To be honest, man. First time we're seeing it, right? But he points out this point that there's a general rule in Hichel's, in Hichel's Bittel, but really we find this in Hichel's Kashrus, etc. That when you have an item that is generally something because
onion is an example of that.
An onion is an example
where it's still the bulb.
The bulb remains. Good, yeah, thank you. That's better than my watermelon example, which I'm going to get someone on the WhatsApp going to tell me that's not true. That's not how watermelons grow. I said already. I know it doesn't. I don't know how it works. An onion works that way. The bulb remains. Yes. I knew that. I just didn't want to. I was trying to give a different example. but thank you, Jonathan. But fine. But the point being that since it. Things continue to, everything that comes now comes from that onion, right, which continues to sprout over and over and over again. Well, it doesn't matter because the onion's still there, right? And by the way, even the language, gidula gidulin, it's sort of not this, I'm not saying it's not true, but it's not totally, you know what I'm saying? If it's the onion that continues to sprout over and over again, then it's not really gidul like gidulin. It's the same onion over and over again. It's it by definition, if it's not kaleh, if it doesn't get destroyed, it doesn't decompose. So I'm just like, you know, unless what it means, meaning, I guess my point is like, let's say the onion case. So it grows an onion. So if I take the new onion and I plant it somewhere else and it sprouts. So I would have said that even the new onion, right, the gidula gidulin, the new onion from that which grows from the new onion should be usser, which I think is probably true. But if that's true, it's a little hard with the Ron's explanation because, you know, or how do you explain that it has to be something that decomposes? Because if it's from the new onion, then it's not, then the original onion isn't there at all, right?
Well, so it merges, it grows from the original, so they're still apart. I mean, I think of it as potatoes and the Martian.
Okay.
You know, he cuts up the potato into like five, gets five new potatoes out of it, then cuts those five up into five more.
Right.
Now it's this exponential growth out of it but in each and every one, you still have that
original piece.
A few particles from the original one that somehow are still in there.
Right, but why would that, but just to be fair, why would the question of whether the original item decomposes or not? Is it?
The original item is always there. It didn't decompose.
In the onion case, it's
right?
Always, you always have a portion of that
right.
Onion, even in the growth, from the growth. Portion that is always there.
Because it didn't, right, I hear what you're saying.
But I could argue when you have seeds, you have a portion of the original too.
Right, exactly.
But what's the
difference?
The point, I guess, is that it doesn't, since the onion doesn't decompose, since
right.
the watermelon, I get it. I don't right. know if it's true about watermelon
yeah,
seeds,
yeah, yeah.
But assuming that's
what's
true, because it decomposes, it's much easier to remember watermelons, because it decomposes, right? So when the new thing sprouts, I guess the point is that now you can argue. That's like chidufayin. That's like what they're on saying. It's like you swapped it out, right? But now another swap is not going to work. But if the item this is the point. Sorry, if the item doesn't decompose, thank you guys. This makes more sense. If the item doesn't decompose, so then when I grow the new onion, right? Even if I take that new onion and plant it, let's say, and it grows more onions, that's fine. But the original one never decomposed in the process, and so you always have.
Something
left of that original one. And since there's always something left, now it's bringing back to another point. Now when it comes to nidarim, since a neder is always something that could be, you can be matir neder, davar sheyesh matirin, so therefore, you always have some taroves, some mixture of the iser from the neder mixed in with the heter, and that never becomes batel. And that's why anything that comes from here, it's always going to remain asar, because the decomposition never happened. In that point, fine. So, but just to be clear, so that's true by, I think we understand it very well by Konam Paris Eilu Balai, but the Ran is saying that is true also on She'eni Ochav She'eni, you know, She'eni Ochav She'eni Toim. That even in that case, I can't say Mutar. We don't say Mutar Bechalofem Gidulehen, right? At that point, even though, you know, we had said, you know, I didn't. Right, we said when I eat, it makes sense. When you think about it. We said the way the Rambam explained it was because when I eat the chalipin or the gidulin, I'm not eating the original thing, right? I'm eating what grew from it or whatever. But and I only asked to eat the thing. But the point is now if it doesn't decompose, what happens? There's always that shemetz, that little tiny amount of the original iser inside of whatever grows afterwards, and that's why it remains iser.
But the Rambam says, so even in that case where you still have some portion, why isn't batel? Why isn't batel barot? Right?
Because this rule that it's davar sheyesh matirin, davar sheyesh matirin in a batel.
Right.
That's why. Yeah. Right, correct. Fine. Okay. So we just, I think it's just important to point out that besides this interesting point about this Mishnah, that concept, the davar sheyesh matirin for the elf batel, is a very important point. And there's something that can be taken care of on its own. There are ways to make that item no longer usser. So you can't say, oh, so don't worry about it. It's mixed in. It will just become batel. No, it can't be batel. You have to get rid of that isser on your own. You can't rely on bittel in such a case. But fine. Without getting into all the dinim of bittel and how it works.
Right, and that's because what you can always be matir the nether.
So I can always be matir the nether. If I was matir the nether, then the item that's mixed in there would become mutter. I don't need to rely on bittel. In order to ask it. It's one of the classic rules of bittel, that if it's a davar sheyesh matirin, if the item is an item that could otherwise be made mutter in another way, we can't rely on bittul to make it permissible. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. So let's try to go on a little bit in the mission here. Okay. Ha'omer le'ishto. Person says to his wife, Konam ma'ase yadeich alai. Person makes a neder that they cannot get benefit from that his wife's handiwork, right? She makes money, etc. She makes something, whatever it is that she makes, he can't get benefit from that. Konam hein alpi, konam hein lefi. Again, use any of these formulations. Aser b'chilufeyen u'bigiduleyen. He's again forbidden to use not just the item that she created or the money that she made, etc. But let's say she made money, she made $100. So you also can't use the cucumbers that she bought with those $100. Ubigiduleyen, or if she again she grew, maybe she worked the field and she grew a certain item, like a cucumber. She also can't get benefit, an onion, and it gets planted. So then she can't get benefit from that, which he can't get benefit from that, which grows from it either. She'eni ochel, she'eni toim. But if the language is specific, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to taste. Mutar b'chilufein u'bigiduleyen. He's permitted to again use which is swapped for to that which is grown from it. But all of this is only true. Same rule. Only true if the item that gets planted decomposes fully. Because then in that case, if it doesn't decompose, then even that which continues to grow from it forever remains usher for the same exact reason, because again, he could have been matir this neder and he didn't, and it's a davar shesh matirin, and that's why we will not rely on bittul in such a case. Yeah, just look at the round for 1 second. Ha'omer l'ishto konam ma'isei adeich alai, asu b'chilufein v'gilayen. So he says, Ashmu'in and Rebusa, what are we adding here? Demiyachid peirosav shaploni. Right, he's saying specifically this person's peiros, that which they produce, right? Ki hacha diyichid ma'isei adeishto. I said it specifically, her things that she creates. Ka'omer is like saying, elu deme, ka'omer elu Elu dami, it's like saying Elu, umitzer b'chilufein v'gidulein. So the chiddush, I guess, the point you'd say is the same as anything else we just said. Why is it chiddush that's his wife? So it's not to be his wife, but the point being is it's specifically he asserted this person's specific things that they create or they cultivate, and that is like, you know, that's already the same rule, right? Is gonna apply in such a case. And he says, "V'lo tikshilacha," and don't. And this way, you shouldn't ask the kasha and say, "Ma'isi adeah davash in bo mamishu." Maybe you'll say the things that she creates. I say, "What do you mean? They don't exist yet, right? They're not something I can hold in my hand." Diki leukma beomer konim yadeich lemaaseim, right? You could say it's like the case of konim yadeich lemaaseim inami ma'isi yadei ishto la'acha shetase davash yesh bo mamishu, right? Maybe after she created them, right? But the point is, what we're arguing is that even in the case where he said it before they actually exist, still that's going to work and going to have that impact. And we'll pick up with the rest of this tomorrow.